Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, scientists find environmentally damaging levels of drugs in the Glastonbury Festival's river, and new dino alerts, a brand new 168 million year old dinosaur has been discovered. First, have you heard of cryptocurrency speculator Justin Blau? Well, if not, what about the DJ known by the moniker of Blau? He's behind the first non-fungible token album, and he says he'll give away half of the streaming royalties from his new single to 333 fans. Blau fans will receive a tiny payment every time the song, called Worst Case, is streamed. Of course, there's a catch, and this time it's cajoling people to sign up for Blau's new blockchain-powered marketplace. The beta platform, called Royal, is trying to create tradable crypto tokens for music. NASA is counting down to the launch of its most powerful Earth observation satellite, which is due for liftoff into orbit on Monday. Landsat 9 is set to blast off from the Vandenberg Space Force base in California, strapped to an Atlas V rocket, along with four small CubeSats that will also be sent into orbit on weather missions. Landsat 9 is, as the name suggests, the ninth of its satellite family to study the Earth's geology and comes equipped with a very high-res camera and infrared sensors as it zooms 438 miles above Earth. The program started in 1972 to track extreme weather, storms, and forest fires. Several key Apple and Tesla suppliers say they've stopped production on Sunday at some of their Chinese factories to comply with the country's tighter energy consumption policy. Apple supplier Unimicron Technology says three of its subsidiaries in China have stopped production until midnight on the 30th of September to comply with the local government's electricity limiting policy. Another firm making iPhone speakers says it will suspend production for 5 days. The temporary stop to production by the companies puts supply chain continuity at risk during a peak season for electronics goods, including the latest iPhones. Now, a dinosaur built like a tank to evade predators has been discovered in the Middle Atlas Mountains in Morocco. So, what's the significance of this ankylosaur?
It is not only the oldest ankylosaur that we have in the fossil record, but it's also the first one from Africa. And it has a totally unexpected morphology, totally unlike anything that we see that's either alive today or in the fossil record.
That's Dr. Susanna Maidment, a researcher at the Natural History Museum. So what did these beasts look like?
They're small, they're armoured, they're tank-like, they've got short limbs, they're kind of like walking coffee table.
And just how old is this one? Well, the new discovery dates from the Middle Jurassic period, around 168 million years ago.
We're in the very early stages of discovery of this site and exploration of this site. So I think that we'll be able to go back and find more material there that will hopefully tell us more about the sorts of things that might be eating these dinosaurs.
Let's go to the ads. More news from the world of tech and science coming up, including why Glasto's river is apparently full of party drugs. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Researchers say they found environmentally damaging levels of illicit drugs in the river running through the Glastonbury Festival site. Scientists at Bangor University discovered levels of MDMA and cocaine in the White Lake River's water during the festival when it was last held in 2019 that was so high it could be harming wildlife further downstream. The experts are now urging festival revelers to use official lavatories provided by organisers, as it's thought the drugs can enter nearby rivers if people go elsewhere on site. The study found that MDMA concentrations quadrupled the week after the festival, suggesting long-term release from the site. And finally, do you remember the 1983 sci-fi adventure movie Flight of the Navigator? Well, it's getting a reboot, and with a female-led cast and directed by Black Mirror star Bryce Dallas Howard, who's also the daughter of the film director Ron Howard. The original movie sees 12-year-old David, played by Joey Kramer, going missing in 1978, only to reappear in 1986. But in the intervening years, the lad's not aged a day, because time has slowed. It's not a huge amount of detail about the reboot, but what we do know is that the protagonist will be female in the new version, which will stream on Disney+. You are up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom here in London, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1pm. See you then.